kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Habang patuloy na iniinda ng ekonomiya ang epekto ng COVID-19 sa Australia, umaaksyon ang banking sector, federal, state and territory governments para tulungan ng mga maliliit na negosyo. Narito ang mga paraan para magkaroon ng safety net at magpatuloy sa kabila ng krisis. Hindi ito inaasahan. Pero sa tansya ng COSBOA, isang small business advocacy peak body, maaring lumampas ng 10% ang unemployment rate dahil sa pagsasara ng mga negosyo at kumpanya dulot ng coronavirus pandemic. Ayon kay Peter Strong, dapat paghandaan ng mga negosyante ang 6 na buwan o higit pa na pagdurusa sa ilalim ng krisis.
What is my future going to look like month by month for the next 6 months? It might not be much fun. It might be very depressing and distressing to see what's in front of them, but they're going to have to do it. As much as it's distressing, it does send a sense that a business is in control of where they're heading. They're going to be making the decisions. Hopefully it won't be the COVID virus that makes that decision for them, whether it's to close for a short time, to close permanently, to change products, or to continue on if they're in a place where they can do that.
May-ari ng negosyong Xiao Gelato si Indica Lineage, isang ice cream cafe sa Noondah, Brisbane. Ang low-fat ice cream o Phil Lato ang pangunahing nilang produkto sa mga supermarkets. Pagkalipas ng 4 na taon ng successful na pagnenegosyo, nagpasya si Lineage na mag-expand at bilhin ang manufacturer na Schlick's Gelato bago nagsimula ang outbreak.
Effectively, it's a big risk buying that company, and we bought it in mid-December. We brought on an investor as well, so yeah, it was a big call to make that investment, but we did, and we didn't see this coming at all.
Bumuo ng 6 na buwang plano si Lineage para mapigilan ang pagkalugi mula sa 3 business lines. Halos kalahati na ang nawala sa kita ng ice cream shop sa loob lang ng 3 linggo. Ang bagong billing restaurant ay bumagsak na rin ang kita. Kinailangan ni Lineage na magpalit ng business model dahil ang mga restaurants at cafes ay pinapayagan lamang magbigay ng takeaway at delivery services.
Those revenue impact are pretty hefty for us, and Phil Lato is the smallest brand for us, so it can't hold us through the scenario for the moment. We have to sort of reduce our casual shift.
Naniniwala si Peter Strong na ang mga maliliit na business owners ay mapipilitan ng gumawa ng hindi inaasahang hakbang para lang mapanatili ang kanilang kabuhayan.
A lot of small business people do not like sacking their staff. They don't like doing it, but they're going to have to do it. If they can look ahead and see that there's no work coming or that things are difficult for the sake of themselves and their families, they're going to have to retrench their staff and help them get into the welfare sector and get money to them as soon as possible. It's not a great outcome, but it's a better outcome than the business owner staying open too long and the business owner and the business owner's family losing everything.
Sinabi ni Treasurer Josh Frydenberg na ang economic shock na ito ay maari pang lumalim, lumawak at tumagal. Naglabas na ng tulong pinansyal ang federal government bilang ayuda. Nasa 690,000 businesses o mga negosyong may annual turnover na mas mababa sa $50 million ang makakatanggap ng tax-free payment na $20,000 hanggang $100,000 para mapanatili ang kanilang mga manggagawa. Itinaas na rin ang asset write-off threshold mula $30,000 hanggang $150,000 para sa mga negosyong may aggregated annual turnover na mas mababa sa $500 million hanggang sa katapusan ng Hunyo. Suwisyo ni Michael Crocker, tax leader sa Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand, na dapat alamin ng mga nagnenegosyo ang kanilang pwedeng makuhang tulong mula sa ibinibigay na suporta ng mga state at territory government.
There are different incentives. For example, if you employ apprentices, there is a program to subsidize the wage costs of apprentices. Or it could be that you have an eligibility to obtain some government support targeted at businesses which employ people. So determine what sort of employer or what sort of business you are, and talk to your accountant typically to lodge the various documents needed to qualify for the cash payments which will be on offer from the federal government.
Ang mga karagdagang cash flow ay maaari namang makuha sa payroll tax concession. Inirerekomenda na hingi ng payo ng inyong mga tax agent.
A lot of work at the moment is going into helping clients vary their PAYG installments downwards because of reduced profitability, and that's a way of sending a message to the Australian Taxation Office that you have less PAYG to pay, and you may have overpaid previous installments for the September 2019 quarter and the December 2019 quarter.
Napilitan namang magsara ang MyCube Mini Shop sa Brisbane at Sydney na pag-aari ni Stanley Shu dahil sa humihinang ekonomiya. Ayon sa kanya, ang mga fixed costs tulad ng renta ang nagiging banta para sa maraming negosyo.
If you sign up at least 12 months or longer ago, I would say these guys have a very tough time because the rent they were subject themselves to would be quite substantial. People will be in trouble.
Sa tinawag ni Prime Minister na once-in-a-100-year crisis, binawasan ng Reserve Bank ang interest rate sa 0.25% na pinakamababa sa kasaysayan. Nagbigay din ng 6 na buwang deferral loan sa maliliit na negosyo. Ipinapayo ni Peter Strong sa mga nahihirapang magbayad ng renta na kausapin ang mga landlord para sa anumang solusyon.
If your landlord is a big landlord and you have trouble with them, then we recommend you go and talk to your state small business commissioner. And there's commissioners in Victoria, South Australia, West Australia and New South Wales. There is a small business champion in Queensland. And if you don't have, you can't access that, you can talk to the office of Kate Carnell. That's the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman.
Sa ngayon, ang 2 physiotherapy clinic ni Shu sa Brisbane ay nakakasurvive pa dahil sa naunang suportang ibinibigay sa mga on-site services ng mga aged care facilities.
It has been okay for us in that business. I'm fairly lucky in the sense that in healthcare, it's not as affected.
Kailangan naman mag-adjust ni Lineage sa bagong gawin ng kanyang negosyo at pagsunod sa kanyang 6-month survival plan.
We're reviewing the sales every week, and if things change, you know, that might be 3 months or it might be 9 months. We don't know. So we've also got some, you know, marketing, putting some initiatives in place in terms of getting on things like Uber, which is non-contact, moving to card-only transactions that are cash, so there's no exchange of any money.
Sinabi ni Michael Crocker na ang komunikasyon ay mahalaga para sa mga may-ari at manggagawa sa gitna ng pinagdadaan ng pagsubok sa kabuhayan.
Making sure that the employer demonstrates care and compassion for the employees. If small business has trouble attracting good people, so it would be a really bad outcome if coronavirus interfered with that strong working relationship. It's important to keep in touch with your workers, understand the personal issues that they might be going through, answering their questions. Questions like, I've used up all my sick leave, what happens if I get sick? Will you support me somehow during illness?
Kung ikaw ay under stress at nangangailangan ng kausap tungkol sa iyong emotional well-being, tumawag sa Lifeline number 131114 o sa Beyond Blue 1-300-224-646. Maaari ding tumawag sa Australian Tax Office Emergency Support Info Line 1-800-806-218. Ang Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman Information Line naman ay bukas mula alas 8 ng umaga hanggang alas 8 ng gabi mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes sa numerong 1-300-650-460.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.